Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hook up. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hook Up is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hook Up. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hook Up, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hour number two of Let's Talk Hook Up right here on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, the Sports Grid Radio Network, 1090 AM, and YouTube and Facebook Live.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. And soon to be on Sirius Radio in the winter, yeah. So that'll be cool. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin. Ricky's taking a little vacation this weekend.
Well-deserved.
What a great guest we have, fresh down in Los Barriles, Baja California, sir. It's our good buddy Chris Moyer from Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina and the Vaquera. Such a fun show with Chris. He's so dynamic and so full of knowledge about that fantastic area. And
wonderful guy.
Down there. Oh, it's just a great
and,
guy.
And getting to know him on the show here. Like, I've never met Chris, so yeah. It's kind of...
He's such a good friend.
I'll tell you what. All I have to know is he's a friend of Chris Barracks.
Yeah.
If he's a friend of Chris Barracks, he's a friend
he's
of
okay.
mine.
He's okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, of course, Chris is down there, a neighbor, and works great. Has a beautiful house. Chris built his house down in Los Barriles there. And it's... Oh, my gosh. It's so beautiful.
One of the most beautiful houses down here, and just solid. That sucker ain't going nowhere in the hurricane.
No, it's not going anywhere. He was explaining, we had dinner over there the other night, and he was explaining about, well, when there's a hurricane, you know, we have the streaming,
Starlink.
Thank you very much. They have Starlink. They have their shutters up, and they have their backup generator, and they can sit there and watch sporting events or TV and just hang out and smoke, drink margaritas and smoke
cigars.
Fish and smoke fish and whatever they want to do, they can do it right there.
I have hunkered down there. I have hunkered down in that guest house many a time. Let me tell you, it's like you don't miss a beat.
Yeah,
incredible.
And they're just great hosts.
You need to go visit them, Corey.
I do. It sounds beautiful.
Yeah, for sure. Well, time for the catch report.
And Pete, I need to let you know about Stomach Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat. They have the lowest gas and diesel prices. And did you know Summit also is a place to get the lowest prices on ice snacks for your trip? 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice. I mean, ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
25 cents or $3.99 for a 25-pound bag.
25-pound bag.
As much as you want.
I'll put this.
I was just there last week.
Yeah. The ones at the landing are... $7 and they're 20 pounds.
Rick, so think about your hand right now.
Think about that. $3.99 for 25 pounds at that Summit Gasoline.
Crazy. And that's half the price of the others, as mentioned. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice.
Free ice.
Again, 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill-up. Kirkland products is lower than the prices that the store makes them. And dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents and so much more. Why would you go anywhere else? It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Check them out, man.
Lowest gas prices in town.
You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, for sure. And let's start with Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy, with our FishDope.com report from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Chris. I got to tell you, Pete, when they introduced you last week as Hurricane Pedro, that really cracked me up, man. That was classic. Anyway, guys.
You know, I may not be as much of a hurricane as I used to be in my younger years, Mark, but I'm still trying.
You still got it, buddy. This is great. Your new guy there. Chris, man, you're funny, dude.
Yeah.
Great listening to you. Anyway, we can definitely feel fall creeping up on us here. This morning, it's this beautiful, kind of crisp, clear, little wannabe Santa Ana trying to get going here. It's a little northeasty here and there, but not much. This is not the real deal yet, but that season's coming. But it means the weather on the outside is pretty nice right now. And for guys looking for the tuna on the outside, conditions are definitely better than they've been. although the volume of fish definitely seems to be winding down a little bit. Inside the island, hardly anything at all in terms of tuna fish. But surprisingly, a little late show on some marlins there. I didn't figure they were gone. They're usually not when the water temps are still what they are. And but the whale watch guys and the guys fishing cod on the 14 have seen a few fish recently, and probably a few still around the east end for that guy that wants that last marlin of the season. But I'd still be checking the dolphin schools, guys. It's way too early for that yellowfin to be gone. There's very little pressure here this week. Very few reports. But no big northwest wind yet to roll the water. Soon coming, I'm sure. But the best areas would be below and outside the west end of Catalina. There's been fish there for several weeks. I doubt they're gone. Front side of Clemente also had a little bit of fish from the mackerel bank down towards, like, outside Pyramid Head. A little bit of yellowfin on the dolphins there. And then that other sector, which had some fish here recently, outside the 9 down towards the Coronados and then down toward, like, the 371, 425 sector. And again, no guarantees. You got to hit a lot of them dolphin schools to find one that's holding. But you find the one that's holding, guys, fish good gear because, man, there's some really nice ones there. And then last week I had mentioned about fishing some of that late-season yellows on the deep structure over at Catalina and Santa Barbara Island. I think I'll say that for another week or two yet. Plenty of squid around, but it got really squirrely with this big full moon we had, you know. It's definitely around, but hard to catch. So one other thing I wanted to mention, you know, as the season goes on a little bit, we tend to see better conditions and better fishing for that deep drop swordfish, and it looks like things are getting rolling. There's been a handful of fish in the last week or so, including one that I think was 492. The guys in the Tuna Tweens caught just this giant swordfish.
So you got to be fishing good gear
and it's specialized, but a little bit of that getting on. So that's this week's report, and nice weather and kind of go fishing, guys.
Yeah, Steve Pinard was telling me that Jumbo weighing in that giant. I guess it made the San Diego local news,
it
too.
It did.
Yeah, and then also they had another 250 there.
And a 209. I was there when they weighed in.
Yeah, yeah. So there's swordfish around. Ricky's boat partner Neil pulled on one.
Did he want
2 hours?
What?
And lost it right at the boat. A jumbo one.
I have a friend that had a friend that pulled on one for over 5 hours. I don't know the end result.
That happens.
5 hours.
Yeah.
Man.
But,
no, thank
you. A lot of times they don't end well.
No.
Yeah, for sure. But Mark, of course, Danny Fish Dope has all the stuff for us. $20 or $30 off a new membership to Fish Dope. Using the code hookup now, lowercase, no space, hookup now, your $30 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Boca Chica and Edinger. And the phone at the store is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And Danny from Fish Dope wanted me to remind you guys, those yellowfin tuna that you're seeing in the fish counts right now, unfortunately, that's not local fish. That's from the boats running down the beach there, 120 miles or so. They're getting that nice gray yellowfin. So.
Yeah.
But still not that far. I mean, a day and a half and two-day trip.
For the San Diego fleet, they're still pretty active. I mean, you look at the docks, they're pretty empty even here in mid-October.
Yeah.
They're running down to go get them.
And the same size fish, too, I think, Mark. So it's
They're good, great. They're beauties, man. I saw some pictures. Holy cow.
If you want to go really get some of those, we have our Let's Talk Hookup 7-day on the Shogun that leaves tomorrow. Ron Lane's going to be hosting it. There's still 4 spots left on that.
Incredible.
And I guarantee you, Wahoo, incredible tuna fishing.
The Wahoo
giant
fishing
deletar.
Right now.
Bob Dawson called me from the Royal Star.
Yes.
He caught a 75-pound yellowtail.
What?
He was so excited.
Wow.
Fish of a lifetime. Of course it is. And Bob, who's in his 80s, right, or 80s or 70s, I mean, he's older.
Yeah.
Older than I am, but I should say I'm almost 70, right?
A lot of youth, though.
But he's got a lot of youth, but he caught a 75-pound yellowtail down there at Alejos Rock on Dropper Loop.
Incredible.
Congratulations.
That's a fish.
Bob Dawson. That's a fish. That's a fish of a lifetime, for sure. Well, hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
Mark.
All right.
We'll take it from there to where the yellowtail are always biting at Cedros Island on top of Rosie. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, you guys. Oh, my gosh. What a great show this morning. Jeff and I are sitting here listening to it, and we keep on looking back at each other going, we got to do this. We got to go down to Los Feliz. We got to see Chris. We got to go to cookies. And it's like, I have so many friends and customers that live in Los Burritos or around Los Burritos. It's like, we just got to go do this. It sounds like a blast. Yeah. So, got to go.
You know what's funny, and Chris will back me up on this, Chris. There was big discussion with Chris Barrick and Chris. They wanted
a
group of Los Burritos guys together to do a charter at Cedro Sport Fishing.
We're going to get a 12-pack.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy all day, every day. I've got customers that are leaving next Wednesday. Next Wednesday from Los Burritos, the guys come over to Guerrero Negro, and I fly from Guerrero Negro to the island, and then back from the island to Guerrero Negro. You know, you talk about a 20-minute flight, 20-25-minute flight from Guerrero Negro. I mean, it works out brilliantly for them.
Listen, we're going to do it. We've got a 12-pack right now, including my 30 boys. I'm going to bring my 30 sons. We're going to just bring a great group of guys. Can't wait to do it. As we talked to, I think it was last week. Hell yeah, we're coming. And you need to come here.
I'll message you my number, and let's get together, because next season we'll just dial you in wherever you want to be. So, okay?
Hey, Rosie, I've got a casita here at Leonero with your and Jeff's name on it. You just come down here, and we'll take care of you.
That works for me. That's so sweet. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You got it.
So, let me tell you what Chris is going to catch when he goes on his charter next year. And I tell you what, I've been saying this all year long, and I'm still saying it. This is the season for big fish. We are continuing to catch yellowtail, 35 to 43-pound range this last week. Those guys were on dropper loop. Surface ironfish seemed to be a little bit smaller. I don't know if it had to do anything with the moon phase, but, you know, if they were wanting the big guys, they just went a little bit deeper. Bycatch, going a little bit deeper where some of those big bass came up, the black she bass came up. We were able to get a few to go back home, but we were able to keep a couple also. And we are literally getting ready for next season. We're down to our last two trips here, and we're working on getting, you know, the customers that came back yesterday. Everybody came back across the border and said, sign me up next year. This October fall fishing down there is great. The weather's a little bit cooler. A lot of anglers like that, and they all sign back up. So if you're looking to go down to Cedros next year, the time to call me is not, you know, next week. It is this week, because all the trips are now starting to open up. So give me a call.
All right. Get on it. And how do we find you, Rosie?
You know, the best thing to really do is, I say this every single time, but give me a call at 619-772-7570. I like to get with you and talk about, you know, not only your fishing style, but what you like to fish for, because, you know, some guys want to throw Dorado in the mix, where there's not going to be Dorado in June. So we kind of go through what you're looking for, and that way I can place you on the trip that is best for you. So the 619-772-7570 number is right direct to me, and you can also look at the schedule on www.cedrosportfishing.com.
All right. Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, you guys. Have a great day. Great show today. Really great show.
And you did a great job last Saturday. Sorry I wasn't there, but I had to.
Oh, that's okay. We missed you, but you were there in spirit.
Yes, for sure. I was listening. I was watching, actually, on our YouTube live channel, so that was cool.
That's the greatest thing. That's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
All right. Hey, thanks, Rosie. Talk to you next Saturday.
You got it.
We're missing Marcos.
We are.
But that wraps up our catch report.
It does, and I need to remind you, the catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips, and with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest, and more same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishermansprocessing.com and make sure you make your reservations today.
For sure. Let's go jump back into those phones. They're packed up. They want to talk to Chris.
And let's go to line three, and I think is it Los Brian? I think we'll let this gentleman tell us, but he's in Baja, sir.
Good morning.
It's Los something.
Hello?
Is it Los? Yes, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. This is Mark, Kugel's brother-in-law.
Okay. Good morning, Mark.
I'm sitting here.
How you doing?
I'm sitting here on my roof looking at Chris Barrick's house. So, beautiful day. It's nice and warm. I just wanted to give kudos to Chris Moyer. I already picked up the fish. It was done perfect. You know, I had wahoo last night, and I told him yesterday, I think the day before yesterday, that he's doing a great job. I keep him straight, you know, to see if what he's saying is really the truth. And he's been spot on.
He does watch me. He watches me close. He makes sure I'm on.
Well, it was great to have you being a part of the tournament, Mark, and great to see, of course, your wife. Yeah. You guys are San Diego transplants. You moved lock, stock, and barrel, built a house down there, and now living full-time down in the town, right?
Yeah, all in. All in. We made the move. We got the blessing from our children. We said, go for it. So
that's so cool. Well, that's good stuff, Mark.
And by the way, Well, Chris, put me in on that trip to Cedros.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Hey, man, it's filling up fast. I should just call Rosie now and just say book it, and we'll fill it.
You should.
Honestly.
You should.
I'm going to.
Favorite time and just go. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get a caravan, man. It'll be fun. I can't wait. We're going to do it.
Hey, Mark, great to hear
you. Right.
Thanks for participating in our 30th annual, and I hope you're going to be back for the 31st, right?
Yes. Hey, thanks for the coasters.
All right. Great. All right. You got them. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, I want to mention, there's so many, it's such a community down there in Los Barriles. I want to mention another one of our friends, and that is Jimmy from Can Do Rentals, Chris. And you introduced me to, we rented a quad and a side-by-side from Jimmy. He gives us he gives all of our listeners a special Let's Talk Hookup price. There's several people down there that rent quads as the quad girl and the quad man and the dude, man, whatever.
The dude.
But the guy you want to rent from in Los Barriles is Can Do. All of his gear is meticulously maintained. He buys a lot of new gear, and he gives our listeners a special discount when they mention Let's Talk Hookup, too. So, I know you're personal friends with Jimmy, right?
Oh, yeah, Jimmy and me, I just saw him yesterday. Yeah, Jimmy and me are real good buddies. We have a special bond. He and I, as well as Aldo, we won the drama shootout 1 year about 5 years ago.
That's
so
right.
We always will have that special bond that, you know, we're campeones, as they say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's great. He's great.
And his gear is the best.
Yeah.
And very fair prices, and you get an even better price by mentioning Let's Talk Hookup. But that's one of the cool things about the East Cape is that you can still ride on the beach down there.
So cool.
You can go up to the waterfalls and
the arroyos.
Jump in the arroyos. You can drive up to Punta Pescadero and go have lunch and snorkel, which is something we did while we were down there. There's a pool, and they'll actually, you can do a guided trip up with one of the guys, Nacho, or one of the other guys that works for Jimmy's, and they'll do a guided trip up to San Bartolo, and in, which is the town, what is it, maybe 20 minutes outside of Los Barriles, Chris?
Yeah, it's not far.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
You can do a guided trip on the quads in back roads up to San Bartolo and then jump into a natural hot spring pool that they have up there that is like the perfect temperature and just a super cool place. And and then go have a really cool, like, real true Mexican cafe lunch with them. And so that's
incredible.
Something you definitely want to
to spend a day at least doing is renting the quads or the side-by-sides from Jimmy at Can-Do and do that. It's a special thing.
Matter of fact, Pedro and Corey, you said community. Well, I have up to 30 friends. They're taking a quad trip, and they're going up the coast to Pescadero, to Cardinal, and we've got a little place. We go eat pizza there and all that. But unfortunately, I got to work and go get 300 kilos of brisket, but they're going to have a good time doing just what you're talking about. And you do it. You go up to the arroyos, you go to the waterfall, you head out to the Pescadero, do a little bit, take a little swim there, and then head over to Cardinal. It's a great day, man. Honestly, it's so fun.
It is super fun. Yeah, for sure.
Pete talked about eating at the end of the ride, but, man, I'm looking forward to the Smokies ribs.
Oh, well, yeah. No, you stop. That's a tradition on the way back.
A Pacifico or margarita.
Yeah.
Some ribs. Oh, yeah.
That's all I can think about, Chris.
Hey, Quentin in Fontana has a question for you, Chris. He texted us via the Let's Talk Hookup app, and he says, good morning, guys. Great show, as always. Chris, is there a favorite way you like to season seasonings? Do you prefer to smoke bluefin collars? Any tips and recipes you can share on smoking like a collar or just tuna in general?
It's a good question.
You know, it's funny because we're so commercial. Like, can you imagine? Like, it's hard enough when you get four guys coming off the boat and they're like, oh, you know, these are my, you know, I want 25% of my cash fresh and I want 75% smoked. If we started doing flavors, you know, and stuff like that, it would be just too much of a madhouse. But, you know, like I said, we do that standard brine, which is just sea salt, brown sugar, and honey. It's a nice commercial brine. But we have done some stuff on the side. Like, we've done a tuna jerky. We've done a spicy tuna jerky. And we've done a teriyaki tuna jerky and just a regular smoke. But, you know, we're playing around with the flavors more with the meat. Because, see, you can, you know, you can just play around with it more. But, yeah, we pretty much just do the standard. What we do is, you know, the flavors come in really a lot from the woods. And what we do with our wood is we use a sugar maple. We take a sugar maple and we mix it with hickory for that, you know, that little boost. But it's about 25% hickory and 75% sugar maple. You want a mild smoke for your fish. You don't want to overpower the fish. You'd never use, like, mesquite or anything like that for fish. We use the harder woods, the stronger woods for, like, the meat. But, that nice, subtle, we put a little, that hickory gives it a little nice color and a little bit of a boost. But, unfortunately, with, you know, we haven't been able to, you know, really, we don't do a lot of, you know, flavors with the collars and everything. We just smoke them. But I just smoked some fish for a buddy in Cabo, and he had the collars, and we smoked them up. He's loving it.
Yeah. So I might mention this, too, is that I think they still do, at Fisherman's Processing, they sell a brine mix that if you're curious about how to, and brine's pretty easy, I guess, to make your own, like Chris gave a recipe earlier in the show.
But if you want to
just get the brine mix at Fisherman's Processing, call them up and make sure they still have it, because I know they eliminated a lot of their spices and rubs and stuff, but I think they still have the brine mix at Fisherman's Processing. You just buy it there and do it right then. So, hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Sam in Irvine. And before we do talk to Sam, I just wanted to say that Danny at Fish Dope texted
us.
And said that Jason Hayashi, he had been waiting for a kidney for 6+ years, and he finally found a donor, and he's got surgery, and it's on the 17th, and all is going to go well.
Oh,
and,
that is so huge. Looks congratulations, like, Jason.
He's going to be with us for a while longer.
Yeah, he's been waiting years
over
for his
6+ years.
Yeah.
So, that's beautiful.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So we don't have Sam and Irvine any longer, but we do have Jack. Jack in Del Mar. Good morning, Jack. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. This is Jack. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Jack.
Can you hear me?
We got you.
Corey, you and I went up with Valerie at Queen Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Remember
such
that?
A great time. Are you signed up for next year?
You betcha.
Yeah.
You bet. Yeah, that was good stuff. Love you, Valerie, if you're listening. And I'm really just blessed. I'm Darch cousin and Robbie Fletcher. Great people. Yeah, he just donated a bunch. Yeah, he donated a bunch of great stuff to Rollo. Robbie did recently. God bless him. That's good stuff. And so I really miss Rancho Leonero already. And thank you, Chris, for coming on today. And the guys out down there at Las Palmas. But where can I go with the feel, the atmosphere of Rancho Leonero? Maybe Chris has one of your casitas or something. Do you have something like that?
You know, I mean, Chris, I know you live down there, but I got to say that if you know, Palmas de Cortez, I love Palmas de Cortez, a lot of facility and stuff, but it is big. But right next door, not far away, is Playa del Sol. And Playa del Sol has
exactly.
A small world feel to it, right, Chris?
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, if you're, you know, because Punta Colorado is no longer there, I would recommend that, but it's no longer there either. So Rancho Leonero is maybe one of the last of a dying breed. But, yeah, right there you can still get that small resort atmosphere at Playa del Sol right there for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Righto. I miss the largest palapa in all of Baja.
Yeah. Well, we all miss Rancho Leonero. But tune in mid-November. We have John Ireland coming on for 2 hours in the studio and to reminisce about some great stuff there. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning as we watch the searcher backing in on our outdoor camera there.
Actually, they're taking
cool.
off.
No, they're just backing in back from the fuel dock. So I want to mention, before we take a break, we were just talking about Rollo, and he mentioned giving a bunch of donations. So one of our participants in our tournament, and you'll relate to this, Chris, because I know you donate a lot to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea and taking kids fishing. John Mark and his crew, they caught a 150-pound tuna in the tournament. And it was like there was nothing even close to that. It was like 30, 40-pound tuna. And then here comes this 150-pounder, right, Chris? It was pretty crazy. They won third place in the tournament. They also won the Big Fish Rich Prize that Peggy Top and Jerry Top donated $1,000.
Incredible.
And they won that $1,000 Big Fish Rich. Well, and then he won $400 of the $1,000 from Statewide Stripes. Dave over at Statewide Stripes donated $1,000, and we divided it up into different places. He donated that $400 to Rollo. That is so cool. And so he's going to take at least four kids fishing with that, which is really, really great. And if you want to donate, like John, it's super easy. He contacted me during the week. He says, I want to donate some of this money to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. And easy to do. You just go to CaptainRollos.org, CaptainRollos.org, and there's a little button that says Donate Now. And you just click that, you make your donation, and
done deal.
Done deal.
Simple.
Yeah.
Easy. Or you can come down to Tackle Day and buy some of this stuff too and donate there.
Two weeks from today. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Island. You'll be there, right, Corey?
I will, yes.
Yeah, and you'll be selling baits and hanging out with people. We'll be broadcasting live from Tackle Day, Rick and myself, and we'll probably drag over Corey a little bit too. That's going to be a big day. It's 2 weeks from today at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and Rollo will have a huge presence at Tackle Day. The pick a box, Mike Lum and Tim Baker will have a ton of stuff going on. So you can donate at Tackle Day coming up 2 weeks from today.
Incredible. Can't believe it. Hey, we're going to be right back. Hang tight there, Chris. When we return,
we'll
have more with the Let's Talk a Cup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have have some great-looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sagro Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Sagro Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and boats sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagro Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at sagrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater expert, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO, Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal-use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sand Strait Harbor offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
And he had a conflict,
yeah.
So he couldn't make it. So I called up Chris. Chris, you want to talk about the East Cape next Saturday? You kind of went, oh, okay. But this, we got to do this more often, man.
I know, it's talking good times.
Hey, I'm Plan B, but I'm happy to be here.
Oh yeah, we're thrilled to have you. And
thank you guys.
Right now we have a great live report from our good buddy Mike from the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was holding out for the phone call, but we got fish on board to call about.
Tell us about it.
So we did something a little different. There had, as some of you guys I'm sure know, there's been some really nice great yellowfin around. We got down here. Really good sign of fish this morning. Stopped on a few schools, but just got a triple jig strike. The first fish that came over the rail was like a 70-pound yellowfin. They're jumbos. I think we had eight or so going. We've landed three. I can look at three up here in the bow, and I think we got two. They're trophies. I mean, anything short of the rocks or ridge, you know, it's pretty unheard of for this quality of fish up here. But we're not going to complain one bit. There's been some good bluefin fishing as well. Jimmy got in 2 days ago on a bluefin trip. We had 40 bluefin for 23 anglers. So yeah. I know we've been talking about it, but it's finally here. It's flat, greasy, calm, sunny. And the fish are biting. It's all.
Yes. And you got to love that. And choices. So you can go west or south and have epic grade fishing, right? And flat, calm weather.
And a three-way jig strike.
Yeah. We have a trip leaving tomorrow night. Pete's Sports Hunter trip. We only have a dozen people. When we did this last week, our dozen people had limits of bluefin and limits of red. So
wow.
Weather looks like it's going to be great. Whether we come down here or we go out west, the guys out west are catching a little bit of fish this morning as well. I know it was lumpy out there for a couple of days, but this is pretty amazing. The two fish I see in color up here in the bow are both 60, 70 pounders. So,
so
Guadalupe, Aleos.
When do you make that decision, Mike? Which way you're going to go?
It all depends on what happens today. We're off to a great start. The guys that have been down here have had good fishing, but, you know, literally it's the size of the fish is what's making it hard. You know, the first troll fish that came over the boat, like I said, was like a 70-pounder. That's a tough one to land when there's bluefin or yellowfin on 30 or 40 pounds. So.
Especially yellowfin. So what do you recommend if they're going south, what do you recommend people bringing and fish with?
I would bring the same for both. Getting ready to gaff one of these things here. 25 to 40 pound for your fly line setups. If these things bite or if they decide to eat a jig, 50, 60 pound setup, then depending on what happens, a 100 pound setup. Or now that I think I did my first trolling rotation of the year this morning. So if you have your own trolling gear, make sure it's 100 pound.
Wow. Incredible. Well, we'll let you get back down there and help gaff that 70-pounder, Mike. But in the meantime, if somebody wants to go fishing on the Tribute, how do we get a hold of you, and what's the schedule?
Tomorrow night, Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383. Seaforthlanding.com, TributeSportFishing.com. And I just posted a picture of our jig fish up so you can see the size and just the quality of these things. It's pretty gnarly. I'll have some more pictures following here. We can just want a color on the port side right now. It looks like you're anchored up at Guadalupe. These things are jumbos.
Jeez, that's fantastic. And day and a half range.
Incredible.
And, Mike, I'll be in touch with you real soon. It's about time you come into the studio and join us.
It is. And with this kind of fishing, there's going to be plenty to talk about. So tomorrow night, Seaforth Landing, light load, Pete Sporting sponsored trip, nice weather. Fisher Biden, let's go.
All right. Sounds great. Appreciate the check, Mike. And get on there, light load and fighting fish in flat, calm weather. My gosh.
Count me in.
If this was in June or July, the boat would have 30 people
plus,
incredible. And you're
going to
go fishing with like 15 people.
100%.
Yeah.
And I had a piece of that yellowfin from last week. And let me tell you, it is so fatty and delicious.
Ooh, man.
It is the best yellowfin I've had in a long, long time.
Ooh, that's
pretty
good.
Yeah.
Good. Mike, thanks for the check, and appreciate it. Keep getting them, man, and we'll talk to you real soon. Let us know how you do. Give us a call tomorrow. Let us know how it went. All right. Thanks a lot.
Man.
Hey, a lot of great texts, a lot of great phone calls, and I have a great text that I want to read, and it's from Huey in Torrance. He says, vacuum packed fish from East Cape Smokies. How do you load the packed fish and get it home? I think that's a good question, Chris.
It is.
Yeah, it's a good question. We have fish boxes, so we've got plenty of fish boxes, a couple different sizes. We've got a 50-pound box that we can get you on on the airline at right at 50 pounds. Then we've got another box that'll hold about 17, 18 pounds, and that one can be carried on as well as checked. But yeah, we've got everything you need regarding that, and I've got all the boxes. We've been doing this for many, many years with the boxes, and I got them approved with all the airlines many years ago, so there's no problem checking them, and that's how you get it home.
It sounds simple.
Bring your own cooler if you want, but you don't have to anymore.
There's no need.
Well, the thing about bringing your own cooler, I mean, the problem is
the weight.
The cooler, I can get 48 pounds in the 50-pound box, whereas in your cooler I can get, because you want to be at the 50-pound range, so I can get 35 pounds in this. So you can get more fish in the fish boxes, is the point.
Better.
And then you don't have to lug the cooler down.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll just do it the way you do it, Chris. It sounds perfect, man.
Yeah, it's a one-stop shop, man. We take care of everything.
Because that styrofoam, those fish boxes are so light that you can pack it full, and you think you're doing right by bringing your, Ultra Gucci triple-thick cooler, but it darn thing weighs 15 to 20 pounds on its own.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the point, and you want to bring home more fish. And those things, we also have, there's a bubble-lined bag that we put in the box, so the box is insulated with that. Yeah, I've driven to Baja for 2 days, and the fish is still frozen in those things. People are always asking, is this going to be frozen?
It's great.
Yeah, they're like, is this still going to be frozen when I get home? I'm like,
when you get home, you can use it as a cooler. You can, you know, you can, it's a great box.
And they're pretty reasonable, sure. Right? I mean, what's the box cost?
$35.
Yeah.
And it's, well, the small boxes are $17.35. But yeah, you're paying that, bringing a cooler down.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah, extra luggage. Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure.
Yeah.
Cliff in Boston Valley has an interesting question. I hear so much about wind from December to April in the East Cape. Is it still nice to come to Los Barriles from December to April while wanting to go do some fishing? I keep wanting to visit, but July and August are so hot. So, Chris, give us a lowdown on kind of fishing in the winter in the East Cape.
That's a great question, and here's the thing. We are world-class, literally world-class kiteboarding from basically the end of November through April. Yes, we do get wind. So the issue is, like, us locals, we just look at the wind reports. We're like, hey, next Thursday, Friday, the wind's going to die down and we fish. And the fishing's great. But so it's hard to plan, unless you're going to come down. If you're going to come down for a couple weeks, then for sure you're going to be able to get some fishing in. Usually it's not going to blow for 2 weeks, all right? But by the way, even when it does blow, fishing's okay. I mean, especially if you're on the caravan, a sea keeper.
Sure. But a lot of times it doesn't blow to the afternoon, so you can fish the morning, right?
Yeah.
Do like a half.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, the fishing. If you want to come down and hang out for a couple weeks, it's great, and you're going to get some good fishing in. And it's just, you know, when the wind's blowing, it's a little bit unpleasant out there. But I mean, it's still, like I said, us locals, we plan our fishing around the wind, and we just go, hey, the wind's going to lay down. And those wind reports are amazingly accurate. So we're like, hey, we'll leak out. Next Thursday and Friday, we're going to fish, you know, and we do it. So to answer this question, come down if you have, you know, 10 days, even a week to 2 weeks. Yeah, for sure, you're going to be able to come down. The weather's beautiful. It's great. And come down and do some fishing, man. I say go for it.
And you've got Smokies to always fall back onto, right? I mean, what's the deal?
You got to fall back. You got to fall back.
Yeah, and you can quad if you're a pickleball player now.
Yes.
There's going to be two pickleball resorts, not only in Palmas de Cortez, but there's the other.
The first thing I thought about when you said that, Pete, was the pickleball courts is our world-famous Brandon Bono.
Oh, yeah.
World-famous fisherman. And
now he's like Mr. Pickleball.
Oh, dude, he's turning pro. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get him down there in a heartbeat.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, as you know, Chris, I mean, talk about the difference between winter and summer down there as far as the population in Los Barriles. It's crazy.
Oh, man. Well, right now, see, we have a huge population of gringos, which are made up of Americans and Canadians. So they all leave, you know, May-ish. They'll leave in May when it starts getting hot, and they go home. And it's also hurricane season late in the summer. And they start coming back basically now to the end of October, early November. And our town just gets packed. I mean, it's crazy. Just thinking back, I mean, Pedro, you've been coming down here for 30 years. It's crazy how busy this place gets and how packed the town gets. So, and it's the weather, winter. You call it winter, but it's basically perfect. It's perfect. Perfect temperature, perfect climate during the so-called winter down here.
Yeah.
And the water's still warm. You can swim. The water's still warm. God,
we
go,
and you know what was interesting too, Chris, is we were fortunate enough to go dive, Chris Barrick and my friend Mark and John. We went down to Cabo Pulmo and went for a scuba dive on Sunday.
Wow.
That was, I've dove there many, many times.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the best. The visibility was over 100 feet.
Whoa.
Giant grouper, over 100 pounds, giant cargo over 50 pounds right in our face. We drove right in the middle of the Jack School. We saw, you know, bull sharks from the surface because it was so clear.
Yeah.
It was a spectacular dive, and it's a spectacular diving place. But the guy that was on the boat with us, they take five on the boat, and Cabo Pulmo divers, Pilu down there, is the best. They're the ones to go with.
And you have to have reservations.
You have to, especially in October.
Yeah.
But the guy that went with us as a fifth, because they take five per boat, very, very regulated, by the way. He said his favorite time to go is in the winter, because he says there's nobody there. You got to put a little bit of wetsuit on. Now, the water was 86 at 50 feet when I was there. So, it was pretty warm and it was beautiful, but no wetsuit necessary. But in the winter, it cools down in the low 70s, right, Chris? Something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. But he said that's some of his favorite time. Clearest water and nobody there.
That's a pro tip.
And that's a real pro tip. So that's another option in the winter is if you're a scuba diver, you go down to Cabo Pulmo, you can easily get a reservation.
There's a lot to do.
And and snorkeling and then the quad rides you can rent from Can Do Jimmy and still go to the waterfalls and stuff.
So even with that winter time, I mean, if fishing isn't like the deal, could you still shore fish and come down and enjoy Smokies and do it that way, Chris? I mean, is that still an adventure for a family to go have fun?
You can get, the rooster fish bite isn't really happening in the wintertime, but Sierra. And by the way, I've seen guys catch even yellowtail. It's rare, but I mean, Sierra, right there on the shore, which are delicious, Spanish mackerel. There's fishing. It's a misconception that there's it's literally fishing year round. There's something to fish for year round.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of working around the wind. But I've been out on a windy day, and I've caught plenty of fish.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, it's a lot more pleasant when you're on like a boat like the Terra. You got the stereo partner, you got the salon, you got the rack of ribs you're eating, and the sea keeper. I wouldn't be afraid to come down in the wintertime and fish.
No. And it's interesting, too, because everything opens up because it's the busiest time of the year down there. You wouldn't think that it is, but so all the restaurants, all the bars,
everything's open.
It's a happening place.
Sounds like a lot.
Oh, yeah. I have a text from Ken in Del Mar, and he wants to know more about smoking, since you're the expert at Smokies. Great show.
Okay.
Not to burn up the fish smoking subject, but does Chris rinse off the fish before forming the pinnacle or the, I guess,
like
dry
pellicle? No. Well, we sanitize it. We sanitize the fish it's a salt ice. It's a salt ice brine. So we'll sanitize it, and then we brine it. Okay,
Minute. So you dip it into a salt ice
like a slush.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just cleaning it. That's what we do before we backfill fresh too, so it's clean. And then what we'll do is we'll brine it, and according to thickness. So the thicker fish will be maybe an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. Down to say Sierra would be like maybe 30 minutes. Now, I should have been more clear about our brine. So our salt content is really high because we're doing a quick brine. So our salt content, we started at about 50% salinity, really salty, but it's a quick brine. And then we would get our fish tested we got our fish tested in the States, to see if we were, and there's something called water phase salt, and you want to be within a certain range. And our fish was right in the middle, perfect for commercial purposes. So that's the USDA requirements. And then we're right in the middle, so we back the salt content off a little bit. Maybe 40% salinity, and you measure it with a hydrometer. But anyway, so you brine it, and then you put it on the racks. You put it on the smoking racks in the cooler, in the walk-in cooler, overnight. And that sort of drying it and cure, it's getting cured. And then so, if you were to touch it in the morning with the, it would be tacky, sticky, and that's your pellicle. And that means your fish is ready to accept smoke, man. And
there you go.
Sometimes
man, that's so awesome. And when we come back, we're going to wrap things up here on Let's Talk Hookup and talk more to Chris. Stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, 1090 AM, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, and Facebook Live.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks. Get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Talstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Talstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Talstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And your San Diego County Ford dealers is the place to start with a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains. Get your ideal combination of power and capability with gas, hybrid, or all electric. But more important than the power you choose is what you choose to do with it. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Cookout. We're going to flip the coin, figure out, Texter.
Yeah, Texter.
Quentin in Fontana.
All right, you win that San Diego trip. Congratulations. That's awesome, man.
He's stoked.
And Chris, thank you so much for spending 2 hours with us. We love your reports every Saturday at 7:30 on Let's Talk Cookout. Keep up the good work. And if somebody wants to book Vaquera or come to Smokies, give us the details.
Well, for now, just get a hold of me at VaqueraSportFishing.com or email me at BajaSmokeDog with 2 G's at gmail.com.
All right, BajaSmokeDog, D-O-G-G, at gmail.com.
Yep, that's it.
And that's it. And then come to Smokies, right? Watch all. If you're coming ahead of there now, watch all the sporting
events. Definitely take care of you there.
Have the best.
We'll take care of all your fish. We'll take care of we'll feed you. We'll quench your pie hole. We'll take care of everything. Get on down here.
Oh yeah. And here's the thing. We didn't talk about your smoked meats a lot. You mentioned them, but they're good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
You got my attention.
I mean, the shrimp, the smoked fish. Best shrimp taco around, smoked fish. My friend Mark, the shrimp bruschetta at the restaurant, ate number one. And you use these giant shrimp in there too, which is so good.
Hey, and then Ichiban.
The seared ahi that he does.
Okay, I got my lunch. I got my dinner figured out.
And fantastic margaritas and a great staff. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Hey, thank you, Corey, for being here today.
Awesome.
And thanks to Chris on the phones and the board. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Cookout app and all the good guys down in Mexico helping us out on 1090 AM and all the good people at Sports Grid. We sure appreciate all you do. Tomorrow, Bruce Smith from East County Bait and Tackle and the Bass Council will be here. That's going to be fun. It's just going to be me and Bruce tomorrow. That'll be fun, but it's going to be a great show. 7 to 9 AM right back here on the Let's Talk Cookout Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 1090 AM. See you then. Thank you.